Welcome to the My Crazy Office Podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
Today we're going to talk about how lifestyle preferences may influence career decisions. We're going to start with a question from someone who currently has a job that has flexible hours, low stress, but it's a little not very stimulating. Mm. Yeah, this individual is wondering whether to pursue a more demanding job that could also be more interesting. And then during the second segment, we'll discuss how lifestyle preferences may influence your career choices during different times in life.
Yeah, the topic of lifestyle preferences and career is so interesting because how we want to live, what our priorities are, and what role work plays keeps changing throughout the life cycle.
It really does.
I hope listeners will send more questions like this to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
Logan, what's our question today?
I have an interesting dilemma on my hands. I currently have a flexible job that allows me to work remotely from home. I have a boss who appreciates the quality of the work I produce and is not concerned with the number of hours it takes for me to do it. I'm paid well, but the work itself is not very stimulating. In fact, I'm kind of bored. I was recently contacted by a professional colleague who told me about a job opportunity that's much more interesting but would also be more demanding of my time and energy. I'd have to work on-site, and I'd have to answer to several departments. I have a good personal and professional connection with the person who alerted me about this job opening, and I don't want to burn any bridges. What should I do?
Mm-hmm. I think it's always good to just go on the interview.
Yeah, I wrote one word, investigate.
Yeah, it's. I think an interview can be a really good cure for this is not the right job for me, or it could be a really eye-opening that, wow, maybe this is the right time in my career to expand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think it can get very cozy if you've got a comfortable job where you're working from home. You know, you get into your routine of working in your slippers and, you know, doing your errands during the day. I think it can be really cozy.
Visiting the refrigerator several times a day.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, that refrigerator is, yeah. It's a big thing in the house. But, you know, the key for me was when the person said, I'm kind of bored.
Right.
I think that's something to really consider. So, there are certain times we have to look at what's happening in your life. There are certain times in your life when that's a good thing. You may be doing elder care. You may be doing child care. You may be taking care of any kind of a sick relative, whereas that's the right kind of job at that point.
Yeah.
But if you're building your career or you want more after, you know, you have to decide, well, when's the right time for me to move on?
Well, so this is what I was thinking, which is interesting, that I think part of what this opportunity provides is an opportunity to really start to think what you might want to do next. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're bored, certainly you can investigate this job opportunity, but if you're bored, to just start envisioning like, okay, well, if I could add a little something to what I'm doing, what would it be? You know, what kind of work would be more stimulating for me? What kind of environment might be more stimulating for me? And just to keep asking yourself that question, because it does change at different points in life. Maybe you're now in this situation because you needed less stress. So now, but that phase may be ending and you're ready for something more.
Yeah. I mean, it could be that this is exactly the door that is supposed to open at this time for you. And so this might be a blessing. And it might also be a test.
Yeah.
To test, you know, whether you are ready or not. So that's something you're going to have to figure out. But I would go on it. I would definitely go on this interview.
Yeah.
You can always withdraw your candidacy at later date if you feel this is not the right situation for me or I'm not ready.
Now, let me ask you a political question, Kathy, which is, should this person say to the colleague who connected them to this opportunity, you know, I'm going to investigate, but I'm not really sure I'm ready to make a move.
I think the best thing to say is I wasn't looking.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to investigate and I appreciate this opportunity, but I wasn't looking.
Right.
So this
right.
is a big jolt. And I'm willing to look and have this interview and see whether they like me and I like them.
Yeah.
Let's see what the next step goes, how it goes. Mm-hmm. But I think to stick to that, I wasn't looking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So therefore, it's not the right time for me. I think that's the best way.
May not be available. Don't just assume I'm available. Yes.
I'm not looking is true.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is true.
I wasn't looking.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would also say sometimes when faced with this kind of situation, you may feel as if you're betraying your current employer, even investigating
right.
something. So when they say, I don't want to burn any bridges, you could be nervous that way. And mm-hmm. I think one of the things that's hard to kind of hold, but very important is an investigative interview is not, you haven't accepted a job. You know, you
right.
haven't already taken another job. And so it really is part of your professional development to see what else is out there.
I think most successful people are interviewing or at least having conversations all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like going food shopping when you're really hungry. It's not always a good decision.
Right.
So this is job investigating when you don't need one is also a good practice.
Yeah.
I also like interviewing. The practice of interviewing is a good thing so that mm-hmm. when you have your next interview, you're at least, you know, well-versed
right.
in what you want to say. So I like the practice.
Yeah. I would also really try to find out about the culture. We often mm-hmm. talk about this, but that's really going to be the determinant of the degree of satisfaction you're going to have if you were to make a change. Mm-hmm. And I mm-hmm. think more often than not, we forget to check that out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just look at the job rather than what's the environment that I'm actually going into.
Yeah, I find that people that are not hungry, they're not looking for a job because they're not in that space, they actually interview better
uh-huh.
than people that are trying to impress. They're more authentic.
Yeah.
They actually ask natural questions and speak very naturally. So don't be surprised if this does move forward and you do
right.
get offered a job.
Mm-hmm.
But it's worth weighing. And it could be, you know, that you say something like, this is just too soon. This position, if it's available in a couple of years, I'd be very interested in something just like this.
Mm-hmm.
But this is not, the timing is off for me. You just have to be yourself.
Yeah, you know, just thinking about that, I start to feel anxious because there's always the worry of disappointment. Like you, going back to the mm-hmm. dating analogy, leading someone on and then they make an offer and then you feel you may fear disappointing them.
Well, all interviewing is leading somebody on. They're leading you on, you're leading them on. I mean, there is, you know, you're not the, trust
get
me,
over it, come on.
You're not the only one they're interviewing.
Right,
they're weighing
right.
you against other people mm-hmm. and you're weighing them against your life. That's just what it is. It is very,
yeah.
This is similar to dating. I agree with Catherine.
Agree on this one.
This is similar to dating.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. So if you have any comments or thoughts on this topic, tweet us at AskK2.
If you want to get on our email list, please text us at 22828 and type in My Crazy Office. That's 22828 My Crazy Office. You can also follow us on Instagram at My Crazy Office. We'll be right back.
Want to be a hot shot in your new job? Do you have a fancy new suit, but you're tired of wearing it to the same old office? Aren't you bored of staring out the window at Starbucks, wondering what happened to your dream career? If you answered yes to any of the above, stop what you're doing and give K-Squared a call. I mean it. K-Squared Executive Coaching will help you accomplish your career objectives and help you navigate the obstacles holding your career hostage. Simply go to our website, ksquaredenterprises.com, to learn more about our executive coaching and how we can help you. Come on, go ahead. You can do it. And now back to our show.
Welcome back, everyone. We thought we'd spend the second segment of our show pondering the question, how important is lifestyle to your career?
Such a good question.
I think it's very important.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think it is. Not everybody does, but I think, you know, how you want to live your life
yeah.
at, you know, if you don't want to work full time, then you may want to work part time. If you want to be self-employed, you just have to really figure out what's going to work for you. Yeah. But the days of everybody has to commute to an office and work for a big corporation, that's kind of over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because you can telecommute in any job, pretty much, unless you are cutting people's hair. You have to show up for that or serving food. But there are so many jobs that can be done virtually.
Right. Well, and we can include in lifestyle preference. Some people like to be affiliated and actually like to go to a workplace where they have relationships mm-hmm. with their coworkers. So it's an interesting question. I also think that lifestyle in the early phase of one's career, at least in my experience, and I think in many of the people we work with, you're very busy looking at where you're trying to take yourself, right, mm-hmm. in terms of work. And so you might be willing. I have a client right now who flies, I think he's flying 200 days a year.
Wow.
But that's because he's trying to build his role in a consulting firm. Mm-hmm. And that's sort of, those are the dues that you have to pay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I know he's not going to do that for, you know, many more years. He would be willing to do it for a couple of years so that he would be more instated and then be able to have an easier lifestyle.
Yeah, I mean, that's not glamorous.
No.
Flying that much, that's really hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think there are people that are, you know, want to start their business one day, but they know they have to pay their dues by working for companies where, you know, they're going to be a cog in a wheel in that right. they're not the boss. They're going to have to be managed by others, and that may not be what they want,
right.
but you're building your skill base, so it's
right.
something you have to do. But I think it's important to know what that lifestyle choice is that's important to you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, is it that you don't want to be in the rat race? You don't want to commute during the worst hours.
Yeah.
You want to work virtually. You want to do children care or elder care.
You want to be able to make it to your children's events.
Right, mm-hmm. right. There's all of those choices. And it may be that you're very committed to your fitness routine and your, you know, your personal well-being.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So your job is kind of second to you. So you've got to look for something that's going to fit that.
Mm. That's so interesting you say that, because I was also thinking you may have a chronic illness,
mm-hmm.
which sometimes... Mm-hmm. people develop because they've worked so hard and not been able to really take care of themselves. Mm-hmm. And so then the next work position, whatever it is, must be kinder to mm-hmm. them, you know, physically.
Right. And, you know, also lifestyle, you may not like being bossed around. You know, you may want
uh-huh.
a couple of part-time jobs where you're not there all that long during the week so that you don't have to get too attached. You know, this is something very personal that everybody
yeah.
has to figure out for themselves. I like working and I like going to a work, but
yeah.
I don't like commuting. You commute, Catherine. I don't know how
I
you do that.
Mm-hmm. I don't do it because I love it, Kathy, but
oh.
I have gotten used to it. Yeah.
You're used mm-hmm. to it.
Yeah.
But you've also commuted a lot of hours.
Yes.
Which is good.
Right. Well, and actually, to your point, I know that I want to be here,
mm-hmm.
right, in the city. I want to be with you and Logan. I want to be able to see my clients. So it's all here. So there's
mm-hmm.
good reason to be doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But I know for many people that commute can become toxic.
Mm-hmm.
I know actually of a fellow who recently stopped working in the city and was commuter every day, would leave at 5 a.m. and get home at, you know, 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And once he got another position more local, he never wants to commute again.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people make that decision. But I also think there's different stages in your life. You
yes.
know, early on when you're single, you have the time to put into your career. And then
yeah.
as your life changes and let's say you have children, men and women want
yeah.
to spend more time, you know, being there for their kids. It's not unusual. So then your career needs to be flexible.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think the days of, you know, only one person go to work, the other one stays home and does everything, that's not really that
not
feasible anymore.
Mm-hmm. No.
Because then the other parent misses out on the kids and the other parent misses out on building their career. So
mm-hmm.
I think that you have to figure out what stage you're in and then,
right.
Yeah, I think your work should fit into your
Also was thinking of another situation, which is you go to graduate school or college or mm-hmm. some kind of training. You want to get certified in something. Mm-hmm. So at that time, you may not want a high-pressure job mm-hmm. so that you can incorporate, you know, being able to go to class and
right.
Do your schoolwork, whatever that entails. Mm-hmm. I know, Logan, you juggled a lot for several years, right, mm-hmm. while you're getting your massage license.
I did. Yeah. So, but again, I had a stable balance here mm-hmm. and the opportunity. I was working part-time mm-hmm. here to be able to go for that certification.
So. Right. You know, I think smaller businesses are the ones that, well, actually, I shouldn't say that. There are some large corporations that are willing mm-hmm. to work with people and mm-hmm. work with their mm-hmm. schedule so that they can go back to school or they can right. take mm-hmm. care of kids or
yeah.
elders.
Right.
So don't be ashamed of that. I mean, you know, your career is a long game, so you do have to consider what's going to work for you.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And you can also seek out corporations or companies that mm-hmm. do at least lend certain amount of commitment to lifestyle mm-hmm. for individuals. I know we work with a large association that's very committed to people having, you know, 4-day work weeks mm-hmm. and being able to attend to their personal and family lives.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you can always look for that as well.
Yeah, we try to only have clients that are like
right.
that.
Right.
That don't work their people to the bone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so that's it. Join us next time on another My Crazy Office podcast. Tweet us your stories to AskK2, follow us on Instagram, review us on iTunes, and don't forget to send your questions and stories to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.